In state food news, the new Welcome to Connecticut sign now includes the words Pizza Capital of the U.S.
Anybody else still pinching themselves when Stephen Colbert said this on his late night show? Me too. So I just learned that Connecticut had its marketing campaign, the Pizza Capital of the U.S. campaign. It just won national recognition, a Gold Effie Award, which is a huge deal. The campaign generated more than 19 billion media impressions. It also boosted searches for Connecticut pizza by 68%. It goes without saying. The whole pizza movement in Connecticut has been huge in recent years. And what's interesting is when I was reading this in News 12 Connecticut recently, it said the effort was led by a marketing agency, Adams & Knight, along with the Connecticut Office of Statewide Marketing and Tourism. But I was missing the one name that I wanted to give credit to because, honestly, I watched him do it from beginning to end. And that was Anthony Anthony, who was the former chief marketing officer for the Office of Tourism. He has since retired from that position and has left working for the state, but he still remains a Connecticut native and a pizza lover and a very, very dear friend of mine. And so I asked him to come back on the show because, Anthony, in what world did you think you were going to be getting a Gold Effie Award?
None. Absolutely none. If you'd have told me 5 years ago when I moved to Connecticut that we would be turning pizza into a movement, I would have told you to get your head examined.
Right? I mean, and welcome back to the show. We miss you, my guy. Although I will say, Rachel Lund is doing a great job. She's doing a great job, so you'd be very proud of her. She is doing great, but we do miss you.
Yes. I miss you too much. Too much. As I said to you when you you texted me yesterday asking to come on, I said, anything that's an excuse to come on and hang out with you again, I'm in.
Amen, my brother. Well, maybe we need to go have pizza now to celebrate this huge accomplishment. I mean, I don't know the last time Connecticut's tourism department had any kind of advertising get this type of national recognition, this kind of an accolade. That's a big deal. I want to ask you first and foremost, because I'm sure I asked you many years ago when you first started to kind of have this brainchild idea of let's highlight something that we're famous for, which is pizza. But, you know, where did that kind of come from? Where did that idea of really targeting pizza and how it exploded? You know, how did you go about that?
So I'm going to give you both the technical answer and then the peek behind the curtain in the moment we knew it was going to be explosive. So it all started with when we were rebranding the state back in 2023. It was the very first activity that we did when I got on board. And it was realizing that the way we stood out as a state was not going to be geography. It wasn't going to be sunshine or vacations or Hollywood or anything like that. It was the people. The people here are just so special. And Connecticut has not only a history of being a state of creators, makers, and innovators, we still are. And that's going to be the thing that differentiates us from our neighboring states. So we made that the core piece of the identity. And so being a maker is so it. We intentionally left it broad. You could be making the nation's best pizza. You could be making jet engines or helicopters. So it really worked out well. But here's the fun part. We were on a call with a bunch of New Haven pizza folks talking about, we were just like planning an event. And everybody started arguing, like pizza people from New Haven, city government, pizza makers, people in the cultural space. Everybody was arguing. And I looked at my successor, Morgan Nyrick, who was on the call with me. And I said, we need to do something with sparking the conversation of who has the best pizza. Like, this is magic. This is absolutely magic.
That's brilliant.
And so that was where it all came from.
Well, and what's amazing about it, Anthony, is it's brilliant. And I'm not saying that to make your head big. It truly is, because there's not a lot in this world that even if we don't agree on it, we could still sit and kind of break bread together. Interestingly enough, and food is Absolutely. One of those things that connects people, whether it's sitting around the dinner table or whether it's going out to celebrate. Food is one of the only things I would say is left on this very beautiful earth that we can all agree to disagree on, but we can still come together and enjoy it together. And so the idea of that concept is so smart. Even if we have kind of friendly competition or people who are arguing over it, you're still going to sit down together and have pizza and agree, well, I'm a pizza snob or I'm a pizza enthusiast. And so it's brilliant. As far as, you know, where does it go then? Did this lead to any other avenues in Connecticut being explored? Or do you think pizza is truly our claim to fame?
I think pizza really is our claim to fame. The interesting thing, though, is we do have other claims to fame beyond just food. I mean, I really do think there is immense opportunity to be telling stories about manufacturing, telling stories about some of the teachers and first responders and civil servants, people who make our communities these amazing places to live. I think there's real opportunity there, but it's not something that we can weaponize like we did with pizza. Mm. I mean, that was the thing that differentiated this. Pizza was just the vehicle to get Connecticut into the conversation. And I just don't know what else is going to do it in that same way.
Does it bother you at all, Anthony? And I'm not trying to get political at all here, but I do have to ask the question of, you know, when you see, and especially being recognized on a national level, whether it was that clip I shared earlier with the late night show or the many, many times Connecticut has come up just for pizza, for example, when you see that tourism, and we talked to Scott Dolch about this a lot with the Connecticut Restaurant Association, does it bother you that the state doesn't invest more in tourism, knowing that you're seeing the results? This is getting national recognition. This is awards. You're getting impressions. You're bringing millions of people to our state for something as simple as pizza. But our state doesn't always, I think, match that as far as investing back into hospitality, restaurants, bars, tourism.
Yes, it does. Now that I'm no longer a member of the administration, I have no problem saying this. And this is not just an administration issue. This is a statewide issue. I actually say it is a statewide pride issue and not just an economic issue. I think there is real opportunity and recognition in this industry as being the ambassadors for our state. And who better to bring in more taxpayers that are to be visitors, residents, or businesses than these people who are in the hospitality industry? They're the face of us. So I think investing in them is the best thing that we can do. And there are most of them are small businesses. 97% of our restaurants are small businesses. So we're not just doing the smart thing. We're doing the right thing.
Last question for you, Anthony, and I so appreciate this. And yes, I do mean it. We need to go have a pizza date really soon. That would be great. Have you decided, after all the pizza talks, the pizza trail, the pizza everything, the ads, all of that, the impressions online, have you decided what your favorite type of Connecticut pizza is? I know Connecticut pizza is your favorite state to make pizza, but your favorite type of pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I think a beet is definitely at the top. You know, it just really depends on what I'm in the mood for. So if I'm down in New Haven, obviously I got to stop at Billy Pistari's at Modern. Billy's has become a friend, and like, there's nothing better than the state's best pizza with Modern. I live up in Avon. And so there are two places that that are my go-tos. If, you know, just the closest really damn good pizza place, it's called Naples. Another one that's close by, and I think he makes, I'd say, top five in the state, Dante Sestouli. He owns a pizzeria in West Hartford called Zephyr's Street Pizza. You got to check out Dante's pizza because he is a mad scientist with the specialty pies. And the thing that I do use to judge pizza anywhere I go, it's just the fresh tomato pie. And Dante's tomato pie is exquisite.
Well, you can you can find some of those stops that Anthony mentioned and so much more actually on the pizza trail, which I'm going to link it to Anthony's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Anthony, I love hearing your voice. I miss you so much, but I'm so glad that we got to talk about this. I'm very proud of this campaign. I know you are, obviously. This was your brainchild, and you were the brainchild, I should say, of this campaign. And so I so appreciate that. And I'm so glad we got to talk about it and still get to talk about pizza. I mean, it's great. So we got to do pizza really soon. I'm going to put it in my calendar.